The Hideous Creature Show.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt, Nell. You've always been a cunt. And the only thing that's going to change is you're going to become an even bigger cunt. Maybe have some more cunt kids.
It looks to me like the best part of you ran down the crack of your mama's ass and ended up as a brown stain on the mattress.
You're just afterbirth, Eli.
No.
To slithered out on your mother's filth.
No.
They should have put you in a glass jar on the mantelpiece.
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
You despise me, don't you? Hell, if I gave you any thought, I probably would.
Rum wouldn't piss on your gums if your teeth were on fire.
There's a name for you ladies, but it isn't used in high society, outside of a kennel.
You're one ugly motherfucker.
You found me beautiful once.
Honey, you got real ugly.
No, you're okay. This one, real fucking ugly.
Take this quarter, go downtown, and have a rat gnaw that thing off your face.
From the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2202, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is September 1st, 2012, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
And my name is Patrick.
And this is a Hideous Creature Show. Thanks, everybody, for coming and playing fake radio with us. Playing fake radio with us. That's my max headroom. You like it? You love it, don't you?
I do.
All right. Well, first of all, we would like to say sorry we didn't post a show last week. Our lives have been really, really busy with birthdays and babies and weddings, bar mitzvahs, bris.
There was a funeral in there.
There was a funeral. We've been really, really, really busy. But I would like to state that now that we have kind of got over all the summertime guests that are coming by and all the summertime activities that are being had, we are going to be jumping back onto our regular schedule of doing a show once a week.
Autumn's coming. Do you smell it in the air?
Yeah, I smell it. And when we were driving here, I pointed out to you that leaves are actually changing on one side of a tree. And I was like, ay, 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 here comes the rain.
We'll be back. We'll be back in just every week, just cramming these out again.
Yeah. Jenny's not here, of course. She had the baby.
Everything is this the first wonderful. Show since we've done back since then?
I don't know.
No, we haven't had a show like that since then.
Really? Huh. Well, fuck it. Who cares? Well, Jenny did have the baby.
She did.
The parasite has been born, and she's beautiful. Her name is Jolene. And under your guidance, actually, Patrick, let me go back real quick. I have never wanted to see a baby so much in my life. I think this is one of my closest friends that's had a baby, and I couldn't wait to see Jolene. So when she had posted or she sent a text saying that they're going to the hospital and they're gonna, you know, have the baby, I was like, shit, man. I gotta work in the morning. I'll go to work and then come back and then I can go to the hospital and see the baby. But you had told me just chill out. You're like, just give him a couple days.
Okay.
And out of my own, you know, I just, I'm like, I want it now. And so I took a couple days off of not, you know, trying to see the baby. And eventually I did. I got to go see the baby.
Right.
And the baby was really, really cute. And I had to wash my hands. They let me hold the thing.
The thing.
Yeah, they let me hold
it. I like how
thing.
It's now not a person.
No,
a thing.
Well, that thing demands.
You actually had to wash your hands?
I didn't feel like I was being, you know, I should wash my hands.
You should wash your hands. I don't like touching babies because I usually just smoked on my way over there and washing my hands doesn't really do anything. Mm.
Well,
so
I got to hold the baby after my clean hands. I should probably wash them again.
You should wash your hands a lot with new babies.
And she's pretty. She's beautiful. I was so happy. I was just like, yay, yay, yay. And Jenny's doing good. BT's doing well. And everything is so happy. And We tried to get this thing set up that we would call them today, but we couldn't do it. And I think they're just still busy doing baby stuff.
Yeah, they have some while. They have some things to go. They're never going to sleep a fucking solid night for the rest of their lives.
Right. And then I started thinking about Patrick. You haven't seen the baby.
I haven't, no.
And then I thought, I am so much of a better friend to Jenny than you are.
Well, when I told you to take a few days off, I actually meant like take a couple of weeks, because on your way to see the baby, someone had just probably left their house to see the baby, and then you got there, and then as soon as you left, someone else came back in to see the baby.
See, now you're bullshitting.
I'm not bullshitting.
I got to see the baby.
All right, fine.
I took some time out of my personal life, Patrick. What I did is I thought of my friends before myself, and then I went and saw the baby. The sweet baby Kayla Thomas.
The sweet baby Kayla Thomas. I feel really bad about that, but I have had a lot of shit going on, and I really haven't gotten a chance to get out of my house and, like, cruise over there. I mean, you could have given
me a ride. Performing surgery.
It would have been awesome. Hey, I'm going over there after work. Like, I can give you a ride now. You know? And it's nice with you big heads with your cars and shit.
Right.
Yeah, I feel really bad.
You should feel bad.
I do.
We're gonna next week, hopefully we'll have a way to call, because you probably won't go over there and see her because you're so lazy. I'm fucking with you. Come on.
Really? Really? You're fucking with me. You're taking my guilt. This is what you do. You take my guilt and you just build it up. Think of like a little ball of matter is just growing like the universe.
No.
And you stick it upon me and then I can't handle it anymore.
No, I would be mad too if I was a second degree friend.
God. Wow.
I would too. It just happens.
So you're more of a friend because you've seen their baby. So you've
I've gazed upon the baby Kayla Thomas.
I've seen the baby.
I've basked in the beauty of the baby Kayla Thomas. And you have read the book? Nope. No book.
I was reading Game of Thrones, which is why I couldn't get over there.
Nerd.
No, I'm glad that everyone's healthy. And
yeah, she's good. BT's good. And one of these days, if you can stop being selfish and looking in the mirror, you should go check out the sweet baby Kayla Thomas.
When I look in the mirror, I like what I see. It's hard to pull myself away.
I don't know. This might be cut out for time, but Snooki had a baby too.
Mm-hmm.
And Snooki and Jenny were going to have babies at the relatively, they could have, you know, had the baby at the same time, the same day.
Right.
And I was praying that they would have it.
At the same day?
Yeah, but they didn't.
Why did you want them to have it at the same day? Why would you do that to her?
I just think it would be funny to have Snooki referenced every time, you know, Jolene's birthday came up.
It's like, oh, you have the same birthday as Snooki?
Same birthday, yeah, Snooki's baby.
Well, how long until Snooki goes? Is Snooki ever going to go away? Because I have a fear that she's not going to.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was kind of alluding to, is that Snooki's going to go away, hopefully.
I don't believe there's...
There's not going to be a time in America where there's not a Snooki. I pray
maybe
the
like
fucking
a year.
God there is.
Maybe we'll have a year window and she'll come back. She comes back because she's evil.
Oh. Well,
so you wanted. So you wanted Jolene.
I wanted Jolene to be birthed on the same day that Snooki's demon seed spawn.
So someone could go, oh, it's your birthday. It's also Snooki's birthday.
Yeah. So it's never Jolene's birthday. It's always Snooki's daughter's birthday. No, we'll cut this. Fuck it. So we'll have Jenny back as soon as she feels like she wants to come back.
Yeah.
Or should we force her?
No.
No,
because she has that mother. Like, she can now, because she's given birth, she can, like, lift up a car. You know, so she has that, like, superhuman strength. Well, you don't fuck with Jenny anymore.
Right. So hopefully Jenny will be back soon. And we miss you, Jenny.
We miss you, Jenny.
Well, the Mayan calendar dictates that December 12th, 2012 is going to be the end of the world as we know it.
Keep talking about that.
Now, I believe it's true. Not really, but, you know, people do. Maybe the Mayans. Who believes it's true?
The Mayans and crackpots.
I have a theory, though. If we are the last civilization, the last group of people to actually die because of the end of the world, when we go to heaven, we'll kind of be stars. Because all the past generations that thought that the world was going to end,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be like, oh, we were wrong. You guys were right. How was it? How did it go down?
And I'm going to be like, that's right. I've said it every day of my life. Every day.
Who's a player? It's coming to an end.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what I was thinking is that since our time on the planet Earth is so limited, that we should get some stuff done that we've always wanted to do.
We should.
And
I want to.
I know that you have some stuff that you want to share, and I have some stuff that I want to share, so I think we should share it on the show.
I do, too.
All right, Patrick, you go first.
Yeah, I have a feeling. I don't know yours, but I have a feeling that mine are going to be a little bit more they're going to be a little bit more realistic than yours to obtain.
Are you saying that I have a lesser grasp of reality?
No, you're just going to shoot for the stars. You're shooting for heaven.
All right.
The first thing I'd like to do is shoot a bazooka and blow up a little cottage.
I could see that. That'd be kind of fun.
I want to shoot a bazooka.
Do you have the guy in the back, you know, that kind of taps your head and tells you it's cool to fire? Doesn't say a word, just gives you the old pat, double pat, pop, pop.
I think there will probably be an instructor pop, there.
Pop. Boom.
I really want to do that. My stupid ones, I want to compete in the air guitar championship, the International Air Guitar Championship.
Have you seen that documentary?
I have not, no.
It's all right.
But I want to compete.
What's weird, I don't think it's weird, but what's odd is that you haven't done it before because I think you would be really, really good at it.
I'm really good at it.
You're a charismatic person, and I bet once you're on stage, I think you could win.
I don't know. I just want to throw my talent. Like, I want to throw my air guitar playing in there. And I want to pick, like, I'd like to pick a song that also has some, I could do a little air keyboards and cheat a little bit, you know? Yeah. Or, you know, double up on some air bass while I'm playing air guitar. I'd like to do that. While I'm in the...
Hold on. I got more to say about this.
Okay. I thought you... Okay.
Have you practiced?
Yeah, I practice all the time. I mean...
No, not joking.
No.
Do you practice?
No. I don't practice in front of a mirror.
Because you, once you watch the documentary, you're going to realize how serious these guys take it. These women and men take it.
I want to... Oh, I'll probably meet my wife there.
You would.
I would. No, because I'd be the underdog. I'd be the one that just had the innate ability. Are they really good or are they just...
It's silly.
Right. But they take it really seriously. I don't want to take it seriously.
It's ridiculous.
Haven't you ever had that thing when you're air guitaring, you can actually kind of see light coming off of your hands like it's magic? I do.
And that's how you start fires when you're camping. Let me air guitar this wood.
I need to hear Journey on that first.
Right. You take some Kenlin and you just start playing Eruption on it and boom. Into flames. I really honestly think you would be really good at it.
I think I might be afraid to go all the way like I'm assuming these people do. They go for it. Like,
I think there's a threshold though. You can only go so far when you're not playing a real guitar.
I think to do this I'd have to actually get in shape. I'd actually have to train.
No, I say gain weight.
Why?
Because there's more of you to enjoy. There's no guitar there. You should have your body as an instrument.
Well, my body is an instrument when I play air guitar.
Anyway, I think that's a good one, and I really think you would win.
While I'm in Scandinavia, I'm stopping by Stockholm because I want to record at Polar Studios, which was ABBA's, like...
Oh, ABBA fun studio. Fact for listeners, yeah. Patrick is a no-bullshit, genuine fan of ABBA.
I mean, they got some shit tracks. Have you ever heard Two for the Price of One? Ooh, it's horrible, but it's awesome. But I think Polar Studios, I was looking at it, and I think they actually shut down. I don't think they're there anymore, so I can't do that. So who gives a fuck anymore?
Well, a lot of people would be going to other hot spots that, you know, like, I don't know what in Scandinavia would be a hot spot to
where
go for
Aha
tourism.
Recorded. Right.
But I bet that studio still has, you know, this is where, I mean, because ABBA is really popular there. I bet that the studio is still there.
Hopefully.
Or maybe they're just a frame of a building there, but still.
I would love just to cut a track there. Maybe me playing air guitar into a microphone. I could practice.
It's just you flopping around on the ground.
I would love to also do a rescue landing of a passenger jet. They're like, you know, they come out and they say, excuse me, does anyone here know how to fly a plane? And no one does. And it's like, I'll give it a try. And then I land it.
So in the fuselage, everybody's just like, I don't know what to do. And your hand goes up.
Yep. And then I'm like, why is my hand up? And I go, oh, that I didn't put my hand up.
So out of curiosity, did you have any idea how to land a plane?
No, I've never even been in a cockpit of a plane.
Would you want to be talked down by like some guy in the?
Oh yeah, like I have the headphones on
in the airport,
and he's like, "Okay, if you look down in front of you, you'll see your like
an Atari 2600 controller. just hit the button.
This is like just back at
hit
home.
Hit the button
man.
When you want it to stay aloft.
But it'll be like you see things with numbers in the wings. I'm like the altimeter. Is that what you call it?
Altimeter. Right.
Altimeter. He's like, yeah, I can find that because I've done that. But I just love to be like, you know, I'm sweating. Dripping bullets, and then I land. And I think I get a parade out of that. I also want to be in that parade where you sit on the back of a convertible and they throw like ribbon streamers at you.
You want to be in a ticket tape?
That's actually what I want, which is why I want to land a plane.
Like the Sully?
Like the what?
Like Sully?
Oh,
Captain Sully?
Well, that guy was actually a hero. Let's not.
But if you landed the plane, hold on. If you landed the plane, you would also be a hero.
Right. But he's actually like a real pilot and knows what he's doing. But I would have the underdog story, so right. I'd get invited to the Super Bowl,
and then
too.
And then they would go, why the fuck did you even raise your hand?
I don't know. It was almost like God just pulled my hand up. I just looked up, and there my hand was up, and I don't know why. I was meant to do it. I was writing this, and I just realized that a lot of this has to do, a lot of these things on my list have to do with, like, well, the next one is I want to be flying a helicopter.
They have to do with what? Oh,
flying.
Flying, okay.
I want to be riding in a helicopter and, like, go over a lake, like, where there are a lot of jet skiers, and just, like, buzz them, like, just go down and make them fall off.
Oh, like in Firefox.
Yeah.
When he would be flying at low altitude right. and going over water, and there'd be...
Right.
Like rooster tails.
But I want to do it for the thing of people on jet skis to actually make them go, whoa, and fall off. And then I would laugh and then come up and come around and keep doing it. Right. Either that or snowmobiles.
Oingo Boingo's playing live on the beach.
It's playing in the cockpit in the headphones.
Yeah. Or a perfect storm.
By then, maybe snowmobilers, because I think the summer season's probably over. I could just do it on like the Columbia River. Like, I don't want to do it to, like, windsurfers or anything. I just want to do it to people on, like, jet skis. People have to hitch things.
Well, windsurfers could be even better because they'd catch the...
I didn't
think about thrusters.
That.
Your thrust.
And while we're doing this, I want to be doing it in the helicopter that looks like Airwolf.
Of course. A gyrocopter is what they're called. I think the term is gyrocopter. Legitimately.
Is it?
I could be making it up. That's what I heard in the 80s.
A gyrocopter is a different... I think that...
Well, a gyrocopter is a helicopter with a jet engine on it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Fun fact.
I could be completely wrong with that.
Okay. Well, I just want someone to get really pissed off at me. Like, I was going to have a really good day out on that lake except that fucker in the helicopter, and I'd just be laughing. I just want to do that. I just want to be an asshole. I also want to go into orbit.
Like the stratosphere, or
like
I
want to actually like go
in between the Earth and the Moon.
No, I want to go into like space, like just in orbit, and like look down, in a helicopter. Like after I'm done buzzing them, I just go whoo,
like
way
the
up.
Local chopper, the local news chopper team.
Yeah,
let's just keep going up and see how far we can go.
I'd like to be in orbit. I think I'd be really scared, but I'd like to actually like look at the Earth and go, wow, that's where we live. That's fucked up. I'd like that a lot.
Like, oh, this is sweet, bro. Bump it.
I think I'd
also bump it, chopper Dave.
I think I'd also, if I was like up in a space station, I'd want to piss out the window.
No, you couldn't. There's no gravity. You just wouldn't it just dissipate into particles?
Could you make some sort of spacesuit that like you actually pissed into the spacesuit, but then like it had like an airlock and opened, and then you could just like a squeeze bottle spray it out like over fucking like Dublin?
An elaborate. Pee suit?
It's like a pee airlock suit, which is totally what I want. I want to like piss on the Earth, and it would just float around, but at least you'd be like, yeah, I did it. That's what I want. So that goes on the list right now.
I like that.
I got two more. This one is actually serious. I want to talk to John Bon Jovi or whoever produced the album New Jersey by Bon Jovi and ask them what a certain noise is in a specific song. There's a hiccup noise in the song Stick to Your Guns, and it goes, bah! And it's not like an instrument, and it's still there, and they didn't take it out. And I just go, what the fuck is that noise?
Like a pop sound or an actual, human hiccup?
It doesn't sound like a human hiccup. It sounds like a pop, but it's like, huh! That's what it sounds like. And it sounds kind of, I've tried to analyze it. It could be like fingers stretching over the fretboard. You know how it makes that noise when your fingers? Okay. But it's not that. There's a, there's like a weird thing. And I'm like, they obviously, it doesn't come from anything. And they obviously must have heard it and they left it in.
The engineer had his mic on.
So, but what is it and why did they decide to leave? I just want to know, because since I was like 12 years old when I was listening to Bon Jovi, I'm like, that was like the reason to listen to that entire album was that hiccup, because why is it there?
So you could count the measures before the hiccup.
Oh,
was it on time though? Was it on the beat? Or was it kind of off? Like, no, it was a mistake.
It comes in like on the offbeat, but it comes on time with the offbeat. I'll play it for you at the end of the show, but it just comes in. And the song is really horribly bad, but I will listen to the song just to hear that.
Why don't we put it as our outro?
I don't think you want to do
that. Not the outro, but
the end song?
The stinger.
The stinger? I don't think anyone wants to listen to it. Tell me if you can tell. No. Tell me if you can hear the hiccup.
Well, let's post it then.
Okay. We'll post it. And what the hell is that hiccup? I could probably do that on the
internet. It's going to be something that nobody gives a shit about.
I don't think anyone's going to actually be able to hear it, except for me, but it's there.
Your super ears?
No, I don't have super ears. That's the thing. Anyway, okay. The other thing I want to do is I always kind of envision myself a little bit, like in a secret fantasy of mine, envision me like the person who takes care of like ruffian kids, like, you know, like they don't have homes or their homes are broken, but I'm like the guy they come to and I'm not a square, but I'm like, I'm going to teach you life lessons that are get you on in life and you'll be successful later. And what I want to do is I want to teach kids when they're like 16, 17, 18 years old, how to apply like theater makeup to make them look like they're 80 years old so they can buy beer. Because that'll get them into the theater. It'll culture them up.
So you want to teach underage kids how to put makeup on in order to buy alcohol illegally.
It's not really illegal because they're, in all theory, like they're not going to get carded. It's not like they're trying to, like the guy's just going to go, oh, like you're 80. And you know, there could be like a montage of me teaching them how to like walk hunched over with a cane and they're like upright and I have to like fix their posture.
And there's a music montage from the point they come in to the point they leave.
And then they have to go in there one day and they're buying from somebody and they can't do it.
Well, that's their final. If they can actually go into a store dressed in their makeup and buy beer, then they pass the class.
Exactly. And there, you know, there's no grades, but someone's like, oh, because somebody who grows up will be like, this man, this hero, Patrick Williams, took his time out to teach me how to buy beer when I was 18 years old. God bless him. And they'll pass it on.
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 Is that it?
That's really all I got right now. Yeah, I've been in a weird
space.
You're
doing God's work.
I'm doing God's work, I hope. I want to be in orbit in a helicopter in Airwolf. How about you?
Okay. What I have down for what I want to get done before December 12, 2012 is I would like to rent like a supercar, like maybe a souped up Porsche or something like that in Europe. And what ends up is that the car that I got was mixed up between somebody else that had it, you know, like they were supposed to get the car that I was supposed to get, and I was get the car that they were supposed to get. And there's something, a package that they were supposed to get.
The other people were supposed to get.
Right, exactly. Right. And so I'm driving the Porsche and I'm, you know, like, fucking, I like the Autobahn. Open it up a little bit. And then all of a sudden, there's some people behind me and they're evil spies. They all have goatees. You know, they're very cliche, you know, bad guys. And they, you know, take a couple shots out of their German Luger.
Oh, no. Pop, pop, pop.
And I realize, holy shit, I got to get out of here. And so I open the car up. And I get into a high-speed chase, and eventually I ditch them and get away, and they die.
How long does this have to be to fulfill? Like, maybe, like, 25 minutes?
No.
Are you in a city, or are you, like, on the highway?
It lasts 2 days. 48 hours. No. I don't know. Like, however long it lasts.
Are you driving in the city, or is it kind of, like, you're in the city?
No, on the Autobahn.
Are you in the Autobahn?
Yeah, it's in the country. And no speed limits, and are just like doing all kinds of crazy. I'm Tokyo drifting around them.
Oh,
and they're frustrated and they're speaking a language I don't understand that sounds funny to me because I'm very, very sheltered.
You just want to be this is really weird too because no listeners have ever driven with you. And when you actually drive with June and he drives you around, he fucking drives. Like even his posture, he drives like an old woman.
I do. Yeah.
You drive like 2 miles under the speed limit. Your hands are perfectly at like 10 and 2. And you just like drive there and you're kind of like, except sometimes you won't want to run red lights sometimes not because you want to run them, just like you don't see them, but you drive like very cautiously and I can't see you just like Tokyo drifting. It's almost those things like you're spinning out on the Autobahn, like you turn.
I take driving very seriously.
You do.
Because when I'm driving with you and the boys, his kids, not the boys, like, me and the boys want to fight. You better let them. I'm taking you from point A to point B. There's no special time.
Right.
But when, you know, once I got to get the biz done, Patrick, I get the biz done.
Would you settle? Because this is actually, like, we could do this. Would you settle for just, like, driving a Porsche on the Autobahn?
Oh, fuck yeah. And yeah, I would light it up. Yeah. I would go super fast. But when I'm commuting in my crappy car... Right. I don't want to get in a wreck because I don't have any money. Well, I'm insured, but,
you don't have a car.
And then the idea of hurting somebody or, like, somebody stupid does something stupid and I hit them or they hit me and they get hurt, I couldn't live with that.
Right.
So I take it very seriously, Patrick.
Right, but you want people shooting at you. You want that danger.
No, I want the guns. Yeah, fuck it. Blow the back window out. Like, that's how I realize what's going down. Psh, the back window spiders... And then spider webs and you know.
Is that when you would look in the front passenger seat, like down underneath the glove compartment?
No, that's when
see the package and go, oh shit, they want that.
Right, and that's when I go, this shit just got real. And then I fucking pedal to the metal. Pew!
I have so many action sequences. If you like, you just turn in 90 degrees and like coming at him playing chicken. And at one point you're down on the Autobahn doing like 130 in reverse, like neck and like with them. And you're just flicking them off.
And then at one point I'm Tokyo drifting around them and they're doing the yeah. And their gas can somehow gets a leak out of frustration because my car is so much better than theirs. And their car just goes, fuck it. This one just like pisses itself.
They're all in Mercedes.
And I take my cigarette and I throw it down there and it blows up and, you know, I'm driving away. Wow, man. Later, losers.
I want to see that movie.
Later, losers.
Darn June Bye-bye. Bunton. In a world.
We're all in a Porsche.
What else do you got on that one?
I would like to deliver a baby somewhere not in the hospital. Maybe in the back of a car on a freeway. Oh, right after I kill those guys, there's a car stopped and the lady's freaking out and I stop the car and I get out and I deliver the baby in the back seat of her car.
How about this? After you defeat those guys, you get on a plane to come back to Portland and the pilots go down and I'm going to land the plane while you're delivering the baby in
the cabin. Okay, perfect. No, yeah, right. She's in your plane.
Right.
And she's pregnant. When she lands, you land the plane perfect. And then, you know, I'm like...
And the baby pops up.
Maybe I'm on the plane.
Yeah, you're on the plane.
Right.
But we just didn't know because you're in first class because...
And then my line is, I'm getting too old for this shit.
Have lines for this.
Like, I say that when they blow the back window out with the gun. I'm getting too old for this shit. And then when the baby is like, someone deliver this baby. I'll do it. And I look at the camera and go, I'm getting too old for this shit. So,
did you write the things you want to do with just like, no, I'm getting too old for this shit.
All right. The next one I have. Is I would like, okay, we'll just add them all together. No. The next one I have is, you know how when you go to the movie and there's the slide shots of different local businesses?
Oh, like advertise here, right. Or, you know. Blah,
I want to have my picture with like my thumb up. Nah, hey, buddy. With sage-like advice. Next to it.
Give me
like
those
shitty things you get on Facebook, you know. You know, sometimes life... gives you lemons, just make lemon juice. And it's got a picture of like a 50s lady, like vacuuming her, you know, like what the fuck is that supposed to mean?
So what would your sage advice be?
I don't know. You know, when life gives you poop, make poop juice. I don't know, whatever.
So do you want this in like one? We actually could probably do that. We actually could just rent space.
No, that's something that can happen. And then it will happen once I win the lottery. I got another one. It's, okay, so there's some guy that's, he's going off to do a crime or something bad.
Uh-huh.
I don't live in the real world.
No, you don't.
And he's going to have to drive his car to get there. And what I do is I pull a knife out of my pocket and I pop his tire.
Oh, you stop him.
I stop him from doing a crime by popping his tire. And when he comes out, he goes, what?
And all the wind's out of his sails by
he's
that
like,
point.
Oh, no, I can't go do that.
I'm going to go watch Rosie.
I'm going to go watch Netflix. All right.
That's what you can do that.
Right. So the next one I have is I want to push the president out of the way of an assassin's bullet or blowgun dart. Well, that would be awesome. How fucking sweet would that be?
You are totally going to get to ride on the back of a
ticket
convertible.
Ticket tape ride. Yeah.
You're totally going to get that then.
Oh, I'm getting too old for this shit. Sorry, Mr. President. And I get fucking salute him and then go pop some dude's tire.
I want to see this life that you're describing to me as like your biopic.
It would be great. It would be awesome. A wonderful life.
Let's write this down.
Okay, this one has an...
Blow gun.
Like, no, I just see like, you know, some guy like taking his two hands and pulling the bushes, you know, parting the bushes and getting his blowgun ready. And I'm like, huh.
There has to be a cue of like a pan flute when he separates it. Like he's back in the jungle.
Right. He's like, parting the bushes. And then, sorry, Mr. President.
He scraped
getting too old for this shit. All right. This is an amendment to the last one. It's kind of an augmentation of it. I would like to, I don't know why I chose the president. Like, it could be someone I love would be better.
No, because the president is like, you're going to get like a medal, you're going to go to the White House. And like, you have a president thing, and I have a thing that has to do with flying.
Right. Okay, I can see
that.
Maybe
that's what it is. Maybe you just want to fucking be in the Secret Service, and I want to be a pilot.
The next one I have is, I want to stop the president from eating a poison piece of food. Like in Indiana Jones. He's like, he grabs it right before it goes in his mouth.
Bad dates.
Yeah, he's like, Mr. President, don't eat that turkey loaf.
It would also be really good as you're running to the president to stop him from eating the turkey loaf. Like, you have three Secret Service dudes on you, but they can't even hold you back because you're just...
Because
like,
I'm hulking out.
And then you hulk out and save him, and they just, get off you immediately, like, you just did our job.
And they give me they don't say anything, but they hold their ear to kind of get the earpiece, you know, like, everything's clear, and they give me the nod.
They give you the nod, like, thank you, sir.
Sup, bro?
We
bump it.
I'd like to thank you for your service, Mr. Button. I like this. This you is like the presidential saver.
Don't eat those gummy worms.
Barack Obama's eating fucking like pixie sticks. He's just like, pixie sticks. You're just like,
grab that Choco Taco right before he fucking gets a bite of it. Fucking in there, yeah. All right, the last one I have is I want to scare a bully away.
What?
I'm going to scare a bully away by cutting myself on the chest with a big knife.
When you say that,
why don't you
to
pick
me?
On someone your own size, buddy? You know, like I just take off my shirt and pull out a big, like even a machete or a samurai sword, and I just cut myself on the chest. I'm like, you better think twice, asshole.
You're doing it. No one can see you, but I'm like, it has to be diagonal. You're totally doing it diagonal.
Just like, what's his name on Predator?
Billy
on Predator.
The thing is, when you say that to me, I can see you. I see you in two scenarios, and I chose the other one because I can see you in a bar with a dude who's like, just like, being a dick, but I actually see you like walking.
You better knock your shit off.
I see you picking up a fucking 11-year-old who's picking on an 8-year-old.
Oh, right. Like some bully, like in an elementary school.
Yeah,
yard.
Like you're walking by and you just take off your shirt, walk up to him.
Like I'm in the play structure area and I've covered myself in the bark dust waiting for some bully to pick on some nerd.
You got chunks of wood in your.
Like, why don't you pick on someone your own size? Shit for brains. Get over this shit.
You will get arrested for that.
No, then I run away. No, they pop their tires before they can say.
And the bully goes off, and I teach him how to dress up like an 80-year-old man and buy beer when he's 18.
It's all, yeah, it's a circle of life. Come on, Madonna.
I want to make that happen.
It will. It will come to fruition. You watch. All right. Well, hey, we're going to take a fake break. When we come back, we got some douchebags for you. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
The sun is getting hotter. Oh, look, is that some water? What's this crazy thing with jiggle? It's a squiggle water wiggle. What you do when you're a giggle?
Water wiggle!
Crazy water wiggle. You can't tell what you'll do. You think you're chasing him, then Boogie's chasing you. What you do when you're a giggle?
Water wiggle!
There's sweat in every wriggle. Water wiggle!
Water wiggle water toy. Your parents attach it to any garden.
Water wiggle. Do you remember that horrible torture device as a child?
I never got to play with a water wiggle.
I had a friend in my neighborhood, and he had the slip and slide, and he had the clown head that you screwed your garden hose into.
Oh, yeah.
And
I remember that.
There was a hat that would be on top, and the water would come through the top of the head and shoot the hat up. And then you jump through that stream and hope that hat didn't conk you on the head.
Torturous, like water blink.
And you know what? The water wiggle was a fucking, it was the water whipping. Tool.
It just whipped the shit out of you?
No, Pete, you'd walk away after a session with the water wiggle and you'd have red sores all over your body. That thing was unrelenting. It was completely chaotic and would whip around and smack you and your friends. And you'd joke because it had this like kind of a dome top to it that was kind of soft. But it would still, that tip would hit you, and boy, you felt it. You were like, smack, you get smacked by the water wiggle.
And it would leave you bruised?
Oh, yeah.
Or
and
red?
The thing wouldn't stay in one spot for long. I'll post the video. The thing, they show like actual footage of the water wiggle, and there's some poor kid sitting there, and the water wiggle's just whipping around. It's at light speed, just smacking kids.
I saw that, and I want a water wiggle.
I do too. It would be fun. Too.
Yeah. It's like, go play with your water wiggle, kid.
Right. And do you remember this? And the slip and slide?
I never ever had to deal with a slip and slide. I never actually thought running and jumping on my belly. I was always afraid that when it was my turn to use the slip and slide, that would be where some asshole would turn the water off. And then I would just like,
sick.
It would just burn.
No skin on your tum-tum.
Burn, right. No, I never like. I don't like want to run and fucking project myself through space to have fun. Well, I like to jump through water.
That same kid that had the clown head, he had the water wiggle, he had the bug with the dreadlocks that would whip your ankles when you ran through it, which is a totally different thing. And he had an actual whammo slip and slide.
Oh, this guy sounds like a spoiled fuck.
When we were young, we didn't have enough money for any of that stuff,
right.
So we would take... my parents would make storm windows for the house during the wintertime,
right.
You know, to kind of, you know, winterize the house. And there are these long strips of plastic. And what we do is we take those long strips of plastic and just hit it with a garden hose and some Dawn. And that's what we do.
But if you think about them buying all that strips of plastic, wouldn't it have been easier to spend the $19.99 and buy the fucking...
No. I think they got like a, you know, they bought the bolt
of it
and it was, you know, like $8 or something like that. And then if one of the weather windows got fucked up, you could redo it. It was basically a frame with stapled
plastic
on it. Yeah. Right. But the thing about the slip and slide... That was horrible about it is there was no surface that you'd put it on that was smooth. It was always bumpy or there was always something fucking sharp in there.
Right.
And you're like, fuck it, I'll take that little bumpy ride. It wasn't like a smooth surface. It was like, ow, 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 I'm wet. All right, I'm gone. Ow, ow, ow. And then you're getting whipped by the fucking bug with the dreadlocks. You know the
what was the bug with the what was the bug with the dreadlocks?
It was kind of the same idea as the water. No, it was more of the clown head, but it was like this bug, and it had these.
A little tube?
Tentacles that would come out of the top of its head, and the water would go on, and they'd just whip around.
Crazy.
And you'd jump it, and it would whip you in your ankles. And you got beat up a lot in the 70s. I think kids need that more this day.
They need more toys that have a little bit of danger in them.
I agree. Well, moving on. Patrick, why don't we go into the Douchebags of the Week for episode 152 of The Hideous Creature Show.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
This story takes place in Florida, and it tells
God bless Florida.
It tells the story of two star-crossed lovers. James Barfield, who is 56, and his lovely lady Tina Norris, who is 39. Had a little bit of a spat where the police had to be called. James Barfield left his house, their house, because he wanted sex and ended up coming home with another woman. That's a hard thing to do.
All kind of thinking, hey, you know what? Let's spice this relationship up a bit.
Maybe that's what happened. But
is that something that like you can do without maybe bringing it up, or maybe they brought it up?
I don't know. I haven't really read the story.
So sorry, I jumped into it. God, I'm just so enthusiastic.
You're enthusiastic about stories from Florida.
My adrenaline's pumping from the memories of jumping through that water weasel.
Oh, my God.
It's not the water. I can show you marks.
Anyway, so he left and he came home to him and his girlfriend's abode and brought another woman, which I think she would be really pissed off about. But when he arrived home, he found that his girlfriend, Tina Norris, was with two men in their establishment.
Five Z's.
He was furious at catching her, and she was enraged at him for bringing home another woman.
How dare you.
They were both naked.
But he was naked?
I guess so. It says in the story, both naked, the Florida swingers. Oh, they're swingers.
Oh.
They're swingers. Flew into a rage and began savagely attacking each other. So maybe he got home with the other lady and he just like dropped everything right there and was like, hey, we're in the kitchen. I'm taking you up on this fucking.
Taking you to the love loft.
Taking you to the luncheonette table. I'm going to fucking do it. She was left with a bloody lip, and he had many scratch marks over his back and neck. As the scrap continued, the couple's three other guests called an end to the party and fled their home.
I think with all those people involved, that even if they hadn't gotten to a scrap, they might have walked away with the same wounds.
You mean
bloody lip and scratches on your back?
Like, because that was just a whirling dervish.
There was a melee.
It was a whirling dervish of just like Norris's and Barfield's like limbs, like flying out everything. All you saw was that little,
dust cloud.
Yeah. The couple's roommate, they live with a roommate. They could have been a sixsome, emerged to witness the pair wrestling each other through the house, smashing everything. She said in her affidavit. The roommate told officers that the couple had a weird relationship, and when police arrived at the house around 6 in the morning on a Sunday, the couple were still naked and very intoxicated and uncooperative.
No, I will not put clothes on.
Tina Norris refused to put any clothes on, said officers. Both suspects were charged with domestic battery, and Norris was given an additional count of resisting arrest. So they have a unique relationship, so they're swingers, probably. Like, they're into anything, but he's just like, I'm leaving and bringing somebody home. And he's like, well, while the cat's away, I'm going to have two guys come up, and then they both get fucking ultra pissed at each other.
See,
these people do not know what they want.
I think that there's a... I don't know how to say this correctly. Having sexual boundaries is kind of a good thing. You know, sometimes. if you want to go that route where you're bringing other people into the bedroom, fine.
But you still have to have boundaries on those.
But, right, exactly. Who knows what the fuck's going to happen? I mean, you are such you love sex so much that you're like, you're a hot guy.
These people are not.
I need
hot.
Two cocks in my bedroom, and I know my husband's coming home. I need three cocks. That's kind of a lot of cock.
I don't think you can put all, you don't have enough hands for
That's
all those cocks.
Too much cock. I mean, I don't know how to put it into like boobs. I guess it would be like a six pack of boobies.
I don't want like more than two boobs. I don't know what to do with like, I wouldn't know what to do with three boobs.
Are they OCD?
I don't know. It would be like playing a five string like bass.
Seems like a lot of cock. Bass.
Yeah. I mean, what do? Too much cock is not enough cock for Miss Morris. But for me, that would be a lot of cock.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about is that once you walk over that line, you just live there all the time.
Right.
You got to have more than one cock because that one cock ain't doing it.
Now you need two.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's eventually going to be, you know, the three.
And it's like a heroin addict.
It's just
for cock.
Too much cock.
Gotta be the name
Could
of the
you
show.
Overcock?
Can you OC'd?
Like every orifice in your body is full.
How'd she go?
It both was another your OC. Ears, both your nostrils, your mouth, your butthole, your gyna. You got cocks in between your toes.
Can you never say gyna again? Because that was gross. But I do like cocks between toes.
Just like, I need more cocks.
So you got eight cocks on your feet. You can take eight cocks on your hands.
That's eight, too much cock.
That's 8 and 16.
But see, once you go to those weird places, you're kind of curious.
Yeah.
Unless you get like a bad trip.
Yeah, you can only get off if like Cirque du Soleil is coming into town.
Like, yeah, I fractured a pelvis once. There was that many cocks.
You have cock scarring. Like all the bruises on her body are just right. In the shapes of the heads
It
of
looks
cocks.
Like she went paint gunning. There's just like fucking pock marks all over her body. Too many cocks. What the fuck was I thinking? I got to tone it down.
She needed some cocks. So she was thinking, hey, there's three of us here. He's coming home. He brings someone else. Five. Now we got my roommate. We can wake her up or like turn the TV off so she wakes up. And then now we got six people.
Too many cocks.
Yeah. Tongues and cocks. I don't know. Do you really need that much sex? Doesn't seem to be a hassle.
Well, they said they were drunk, so you're always like kind of overcompensating when you're
I've
drunk.
Been really drunk in real
life. Because I've bought like four hamburgers and ate like one.
Right.
But those hamburgers, when I'm not eating them, just kind of sit there till the morning. Cocks don't do that.
I've been really drunk and went like, I don't think there's another thing I can put my cock into because I'm that drunk. Like, I think maybe I have boundaries as you were speaking that
it's good to have boundaries.
It's good to say like, I'm too drunk for my cock to be of any use to anyone. And if I had like multiple things to use with my cock, it would be wrong.
Too many cocks.
Too many cocks. I don't know who's the douchebag. Is she a douchebag for two dudes or is he a douchebag for bringing a lady home?
I think they're douchebags for putting the other people in that circumstance.
Oh, that's true. So they're both. So it's a duo.
I think both of them. Because what the fuck are you doing? You don't go home with somebody not thinking you're going to do it. You're not going to go put together a Norman Rockwell puzzle. Going there for the dirty.
Yeah, so that's that one, Florida. Ooh, gotta love it.
All right, I got one. I don't know where it's from. It was it's a video. A video douchebag, but we're going to put the video up on our website so you guys can watch it.
Why don't you play-by-play it for us, Al Michaels?
I will. And I don't know if this is a douchebag move or why don't we just kind of work through it. So a guy walks into a 7-Eleven or some sort of convenience store. And from the surveillance cameras. A guy walks in, we'll call him guy number one. He walks in with a pistol. And he's pointing at the guy behind the counter.
We'll call him clerk number one.
And he, you know, looks like he's going to rob him. So he walks in about maybe three paces. And all of a sudden, there's guy number two that is kind of probably with guy number one. And guy number two decides to throw a firecracker.
He comes in after guy number one?
Right.
Okay.
And he comes in right after guy number one with the gun and throws a firecracker. Now, the firecracker goes off and scares guy number one with the pistol, and then they both run away.
Huh.
Do you think maybe this is like crime's going to go? It becomes so stupidly elaborate that it just doesn't work.
He didn't get any money from the register.
No.
He didn't get anything.
Guy number two threw the firecracker.
Guy one walks in with a gun, says boom. Guy number two comes up behind him, throws a firecracker into the store. It goes off and they both run away.
Right.
Was this I'm assuming it's just a prank.
Was it like a Jackass thing? Like Jackass?
Maybe. 2013? And if it is, like that's like, hey, if somebody puts a gun on me and then I hear a loud bang and they run away, I'm going to actually like try to find some toilet paper in that convenience store to like clean up the thing that I just pissed in myself, and I'd cry, man. That's horrible. If it's a prank.
I'm kind of thinking that this is people that are too stupid to even be criminals.
Do you think they were, if they are together, the two guys that come in, like the one guy's like, hey, why don't you wait here, keep the car going? And the other one's like, what are you doing? And he like puts on, like he pulls out a gun and goes in and says, I'm going to fucking rob this guy. And the other guy's like, dude, that guy can't go back to jail. So he comes in and thinks if I throw a firecracker, it'll make this fucking, it'll scare the shit out of my friend and he'll run away and not have
like
to
do it. Like it's his safety word?
Yeah, he's like trying to save his friend by not actually getting out and saying, don't do this, asshole, because you have a gun. I don't know. It just seems stupid. That's fucking
dumb. That's what I'm saying is that I think criminals are becoming more and more dumb, that they're not actually going to be able to commit the crimes. Idiocracy.
And the last story, taking place in my home state of birth, Delaware.
Woo!
Gotta love Delaware. No good Delaware stories.
I've never been to Delaware.
You don't. Yeah, you probably were. You were in there for 5 minutes when you drove through it. Three Delaware daycare employees have been accused of encouraging toddlers to fight each other while the children were under their care. It was reported that the employees of Hands of Our Future Daycare in Dover, Delaware, were arrested after cell phone video emerged of them allegedly encouraging 2 3-year-olds to fight in an organized battle. Police say that in the video, one child is heard yelling, "He's pinching me." A daycare worker allegedly responded, "No pinching, only punching." It was a difficult video to watch, said the police. One of the kids involved ran over to one of the adults for protection, but she turned him around back into the fight.
Oh, boy.
The video was taken in March. Two of the suspects could be seen encouraging the fight while the other filmed it with her cell phone camera. The police say that neither of the toddlers suffered serious injuries, but it was plainly clear that they were hurting each other. The bottom line is that the kids were wailing on each other and the adults were doing nothing to stop it. In fact, they were egging it on. Parents of the daycare students went to a meeting Monday and were informed about the alleged video. It is very disturbing to think that anything like this could go on, said Amy Bickerling, whose 4-year-old son is enrolled at the center. I know these teachers. I go on all the field trips. I've never seen anything irregular. The police said that a full investigation is underway. There's no evidence yet to suggest these fights occurred more than once, but authorities have been conducting interviews with some of the students. He called the suspects cooperative, and they are posted on $10,000 bonds.
I can see the interviews in like one of those rooms where the interrogation rooms.
Yeah, like the stark bulb.
And there's like a 6-year-old sitting there. Do you want some water? You know the water thing?
Yeah.
Well, they give them enough water to where they have to pee and it makes them uncomfortable and right. It breaks them quicker.
That's, I don't know. I'm looking at these women and I'm just like, really? Like, why? Like, hey, it's funny to watch kids fight. Really? It's that funny that you actually are going to be like, hey, yeah, do this.
I just think of the parents. I mean, putting your kids or trusting your children into, you know, a daycare and then having that happen. That's kind of got to fuck you up for a little bit.
If I was the judge of this, I would make the three women fight. Like, we're going to make the three of them fight.
Pinch fight?
No.
No pinching.
No pinching. Only punching.
No pinching.
I'd make the three of them fight, and the one who beat the shit out of the other two, you get away scot-free. Like, so they have something to fight for.
Right, right. A teacher fight to the death type of thing.
Kind of.
Fight for your career.
Yeah. Fight. No. Like, you'll never fight. If you win and you lick the other two, then you're free and no charges will happen to you. Because I, as a parent, I'd be like, that's kind of justice. That's frontier justice.
I kind of think that there should be a tattoo. Like a tattoo, do not hire this person.
Where would it be? Like on their forehead?
On the forehead.
I put it on their right hand. on the back on the back of their right hand. So when you shake, you'd be like, "Oh, what's that tattoo? Like, what idiot tattoos the back of their right hand when you shake someone?" And then go, "Do not hire me for child care."
Maybe
services.
They're onto something though. Maybe this is like
the tattoo idea. Actually.
Toddlers and tiaras is old. It's fucking out. It's fucking baby Fight Club, bring it.
Oh man, I don't know, man. This pisses me off.
That's definitely the douchebag zone.
Yeah, if anyone votes for anyone else, because
we don't do the voting anymore, Patrick.
Yeah,
but
do.
Thank you for
you vote in your heart.
Thank you for being involved.
That's just really ridiculous. Huh? I'm bored. Hey, don't you have like finger painting to do? Don't you have nap time?
I'm kind of
actually. If you're,
Go ahead.
If you're a daycare worker, don't you want to have nap time so you can go outside and smoke a cigarette? Like, we're going to read a story and it's going to be nap time. Instead, it's just like, no, we actually want to sit around and have kids fight. I want to go outside and smoke a cigarette and, like, check my Facebook status. I don't want to have to fucking deal with kids.
I don't know. It sounds like a great idea. Yet, maybe too ahead of its time.
Maybe. Maybe in, like, 2026.
This is definitely a 2026 thing. Yeah, and you got the... What's a Chuck Lador or whatever his name? The one the kids with the Mohawks on. They got those 2 ounce gloves on.
Is this one of the fucking fighters?
Right. Yeah, he's an old MMA guy.
Oh man,
Chuck Liddell.
Liddell. These women are just like
they're horrible. They suck. They're awful. There needs to be some sort of weird kind of irrational community service that they have to do.
I think they have to fight. I like the fighting.
Fuck it. And make them fight.
Oh, God. Why? Why?
Make them work in a strip club. You know what? These chicks are not. I've seen the pictures, and they are not pretty ladies. Make them work in a strip club and have to go up there to the pole with their fat fucking old-ass junk and just watch dudes just go, ugh. I can't even watch you.
I want to see I want to see the conversation that happens at the end of the night where the owner of the strip club comes up and goes, "Yeah, guys, it's just not working out." And then they have to go to another strip club.
Right. They got 500 strip clubs. That's their community service. 500 strip clubs.
500 walks of shame.
Right, exactly.
You're just not working out because no one wants to see you naked.
Oh, you are just like, ugh.
I can go with that as long as one of them gets punched by like a bouncer. Like accidentally, like a bouncer's wrestling a dude off and they like catch an elbow or something.
If they don't make like a certain amount of money in ones, the bouncer punches them in the boob.
That's 500 punches.
Pick a boob. Boom.
That's 1,500 punches for the three of them.
That's gross. All right. So those are your douchebags of the week for episode 152 of The Hideous Creature Show. For you, Jenny Kaler. Yeah. Maybe we could get sweet baby Kaler Thomas to be the next Chuck Liddell.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I think she could win.
Well, because I know Karen wants to put her in pageants, and on the off season of pageants, she could be training.
I like it. I like it a lot. I like it tons.
I do too.
So anyway, we are coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. And you can contact us via our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. You can email us at hideouscreatureshow@gmail.com. We have a link on our website. It just says mail. You can send it that way. You can go to our MySpace, or what is it, Facebook?
Facebook.
The Facebooks, and you can find us there at Hideous Creature Show Podcast. And you should do it.
I want to actually make a MySpace page because I don't think we have enough ways to contact us.
There's
maybe someone's still using the MySpace.
Oh, we got one more. You can call us anytime, day, night, drunk, sober, happy, or sad, at Patrick's cell phone, which is 971-212-6642.
Thank you for everyone's calling me. The only reason that we haven't been able to get them out is because of an adapter issue, and I've been having massive phone issues. Like, my phone sometimes does not work.
You got poopoo phone. We did.
I have them all saved. They're all there. We just got to get them out.
We tried to get it hooked up today, but it just didn't work. We had tons of technical difficulties. You can listen to the show via our website, Podbean, Podcast Alley, Zooms, and iTunes. If you don't use iTunes, or if you do use iTunes, take a few minutes out of your sweet time, your busy schedule, and leave us a 5-star rating and a little message, and we'll love you forever. It'll help us go up in the ranks and make us more popular in iTunes Ted's community. Like,
they'll read it if you leave a little message.
We should read those, too. There's
this podcast rocked my balls off. If you're not listening to this, you're dead.
My fallopian tubes turned inside out when I listen to you guys.
Thank you, Cheryl, age of 87 from Scotland.
It's a bad name to choose, but all right, whatever. If you'd like to support the show, you could do so by just telling a friend. Just tell a friend, hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Did you tell you heard the show, Phineas Creature Show?
We did, like, 2 weeks ago, but we haven't done a show, so.
That's true. Special thanks this week is to Mike Kelly for letting us use some of his microphone stands and one of his microphones.
I'd like to thank Jenny Kaler and say I'm sorry for not coming to see little sweet baby Kaler Thomas.
So much of a better friend than you are. You know what, though? It makes me sleep better at night.
As long as it's for you.
It's wonderful, wonderful experience, Patrick. Every day I wake up and I just look in the mirror.
And know how smug and you are.
I do my Pilates.
If you were Jenny and BT, would you really want me on your stoop just being like, hey, you have to hang out with me for the next 20 minutes?
More than me, because you're more relatable. You have children. You have one more than they do.
That's true. I'm experienced. This is old hat to me.
Dub cha them. All right, the intro to the show was temper tantrums. Or did we go with, we went for something else, some more insults.
We did some more insults.
All right, we went with that, excuse me. And then the outro of the show this week is going to be, what the fuck did I choose?
Just something.
It's Los Lobos has another band.
Oh, the Something Boys?
The Latin Playboys.
The Latin Playboys.
Ugh. Botched that one up.
Yeah, he came back on the end.
Anyway, we're going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Wink?
You said wink, I said week.
Have a wonderful, wonderful week. One light shines in the deep night shining. The Hideous Creature Show.
That I saw this.
Fucking killing me. Oh, shit. It's on the wrong spot.
Oh.